This ministry content is brought to you by the partners of Terry Savelle Foy Ministries.
So every time you push play, faith comes. Not only that, but fear goes by hearing the Word of God. So faith comes and fear goes. Faith comes and fear goes. So who you listen to has the power to shift your mood from doubt and fear, worry and depression, to suddenly the mood shifts and you realize the King of Kings is in the room and your faith rises to believe that God is in control. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I want to talk to you today about how to wake up positive. How you start the day affects the entire day. So I'm going to share with you how to easily shift your mood to win the day. I do want to ask you real quick if you would do a favor for me. Would you take a second to become a subscriber? You know, this will let you be the first to know when a new video is uploaded, and of course, it helps us reach more people with success from God's Word. So I want to say a big thank you to you for doing this favor for me today. And if nobody's told you this today, you're the best. So, okay, our topic about being positive. Here's why it's so important that you start the day positive and carry that positive energy throughout your day. Here's what I want you to know. Breakthroughs take place in a positive, energetic, faith-filled atmosphere. But how do you shift from being negative to positive when you don't see results in your life from what you're dreaming about, praying about, and setting goals for? First, I want you to know that I understand how challenging it is to maintain positivity and faith. You know, last year, we didn't even come close to some of our biggest goals. Things I thought would happen didn't happen, and I have to remind myself that my team can sense my faith or lack of it. My mood, my energy is either going to multiply into the staff or it's going to drain them all, right? Well, your mood, your positivity, your faith can be seen. It can be heard. It can be felt. And it can actually be transferred. When people are around you, do they feel upbeat or beat up? Have you ever been around someone or gotten off the phone with them and you are literally drained of energy because you're trying so hard to build them up? Their voice is melancholy. Their posture is slumped. They have a rebuttal for every positive thing you say. Again, breakthroughs, dreams fulfilled, prayers answered, they take place in a positive, energetic, faith-filled atmosphere. So how do you wake up positively and shift your mood? Well, I'm going to ask you three questions. Number one, what are you focusing on? See, where your attention goes, your energy flows. You know, just like in racing and race car driving, they tell beginners, they say, do not focus on the wall. Do not even look at the wall when you're making those turns. They say, if you do, you're going to go right into the wall. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. In fact, they tell the drivers, stay focused on the road and where you're headed. Well, I can't help but think about, of course, I got my little Barbie dolls here, David and Goliath. But David in the Bible, instead of just magnifying how big Goliath was and how intimidating the whole situation looked, no, he magnified how big God is and all that he has done for him in the past. In fact, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. How? He shifted his focus to previous victories. He said, Lord, you empowered me to kill a lion and a bear with my bare hands. I know you're going to empower me to kill this giant the same way. Well, see, where your attention goes, your energy flows. So here's the question. I want you to ask yourself, what are some of the highlights from the past year of your life? Like, think back over the past 12 to 16 months and start collecting the highlights. Now, don't do this from memory alone because you will not believe how much you have forgotten. You know, I learned this tip from Mel Robbins, and she actually said, get your phone out, which I have a toy phone right here. Get your phone and go through your camera roll and pull out your calendar. Go through the past 12 to 16 months. Look at your Instagram and look at all the highlights there. Trust me, you're going to be shocked by how much you have already forgotten. There were people you had lunch with that you forgot about. There were places you visited. There were trips you took. There were things you experienced. Why are we doing this? Because you need to remind yourself that your life is greater than you even realize. Sometimes we forget the big picture, you know, of what all God has done because we get so focused on what's not happening yet. Do you know, my daughter Cassidy, she has a note in her phone called Highlights with the year on it. And all year long, she documents special highlights to stay reminded that even though some of her big dreams haven't manifested yet, look what has happened. Now, that's why, you know, your dreams and goals notebooks are so helpful, because you can just go through several years and see proof that if God did all of this, why wouldn't He give you a record-breaking year? And do you know what this does? It shifts your energy. It builds your faith. It boosts your confidence. And it gets you in a positive mood. And you just start waking up happier and full of expectancy. Okay, second question. What are you listening to? You've heard me say, whoever has your ear has your faith. Whoever has your ear affects your mood. See, what you consume, you become. Be very selective about what you allow in your ears. Be very intentional with your playlist. Choose people and messages that multiply your energy, boost your mood, and build your faith. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So every time you push play, faith comes. Not only that, but fear goes by hearing the Word of God. So faith comes and fear goes. Faith comes and fear goes. So who you listen to has the power to shift your mood from doubt and fear, worry and depression, to suddenly the mood shifts and you realize the King of Kings is in the room and your faith rises to believe that God is in control. No matter what you're facing today, it's not too big for God. Isn't that awesome? So I really want to help you with this, because who you listen to has so much influence over your life. So what I did was I put together a free download of my favorite YouTube channels and podcasts to listen to. I put a variety on here, from spiritual growth to personal growth, motivation, habit building, goal setting, etc. So just click the link in the description and get your free list of who I recommend today. Remember this, 63% of the wealthiest people in the world, they use their drive time to listen and grow. They go to Automobile University. You know, I've grown so much behind the wheel of my car when I used to just dance and sing and not learn a thing. That kind of rhymed, didn't it? You can grow as you go, or dance and sing and not learn a thing. That's an original Terry Savelle Foy quote. I think it's going to catch on. What do you think? Okay, so this habit right here is the easiest success habit you could ever do, and it has the power 100% to shift your mood and help you wake up positive. Okay, this tip is gonna sound funny, but just try it. You know, I think I'm missing a picture. Maybe we forgot to print it. It's okay. Maybe Craig can put it on the screen. Okay, so this is gonna sound funny, but first I need to tell you that let me explain this really quick before I give you this last tip. The fourth annual Live Your Dreams virtual conference is coming up April 23rd. It is just around the corner. You are going to be amazed at who we have speaking this year. Some of the best speakers in the world, and it's all virtual. So you can wear your PJs, no makeup, maybe put a little mascara, but you can just grow as you listen to these messages. So just click the link in the description, get all the details, and get your ticket today. Okay, back to my funny tip, but vitally important. Third question is, what is your body language? Did you know that your face shows your mood? I just want to recommend what I'm calling to practice the elf factor. I thought I had a picture of elf laying around, but maybe not. What does that mean? Of course, elf said smiling is my favorite.
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
I want you to know that when you smile, it's an expression of positive expectancy. Smiling shows you have faith. In fact, listen to what psychology says about smiling. Forcing yourself to smile can boost your mood. Psychologists have found that even if you're in a bad mood, you can instantly lift your spirit by forcing yourself to smile. Second one, it boosts your immune system. Smiling can really improve your physical health. Isn't this crazy? Number three is, smiles are contagious. In a study they did in Sweden, people had difficulty frowning when they looked at another person who was smiling. So if someone's in a bad mood, just smile at them. Number four is, smiles relieve stress. Your body immediately releases endorphins when you smile, even when you force the smile. Number five, the last one I want to share, was it said smiles are more attractive than makeup. Okay, I'm not going to go that far, just completely disregard that point, right, Lucy? Bottom line, smiling, here's what I love. It's an outward display of an inward decision to be positive. I'm going to repeat that. A smile is an outward display of an inward decision to be positive. Psalm 144:15 says, "Happy are the people whose God is the Lord." So your smile can shift your mood and show everyone around you that you believe God is in control. We have nothing to fear. So are you expecting a record-breaking year? Then smile from ear to ear. I just keep rhyming the whole podcast. Get your free download of my 15 most recommended podcast for you to listen to build your faith. Just click the link in the description and start going down the list today. And remember, I'm cheering you on to live your dreams.
It's time to supercharge your growth at the Live Your Dreams virtual event with Terry Savelle Foy, along with special guests Dr. Dave Martin, Nicole C. Mullen, Jennifer Ford Berry, Rachel Cruz, and Girls Gone Bible podcast hosts Angela and Ariel. It's all happening April 23rd, and you don't want to miss it. If you want to build your faith and get practical steps to achieve your dreams and goals, hurry over to terry.com to register for this virtual conference for free today.